Gracias.
Thank you, Chairman.
The Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela wishes to associate itself with others who have expressed their congratulations to you for having been elected the chairman of this meeting. We would like to extend those congratulations to other members of the Bureau. We wish you the greatest of success, and we trust in your expertise and diplomatic skill as they guide our work. My delegation fully associates itself with the statement from the NAM and other states party to the convention. Sir, we wish to underscore our position of principle reflected in the final document of the 17th Summit of Heads of State and Government of the NAM. This was held in Isla de Margarita in Venezuela in September of 2016. Venezuela reiterates its commitment to the institutions and the agreements in place in disarmament, arms control and nonproliferation, and the same goes for multilateralism and international relations based on respect for international law and the UN Charter. Based on our philosophical principles and constitutional provisions and the unavoidable need to ensure the minimum foundations for ensuring international peace and security, our legislation in this area prohibits the manufacturing, import, export, transit, or trade in weapons that, because of the nature of technical characteristics, have been prohibited by conventions, including all instruments that we have signed on to. The Bolivian government reaffirms its commitment to full and general disarmament, complete and general disarmament, and recognizes the importance of disarmament and arms control in conventional weapons, and particularly those of high destructive power. We must develop policies to build peace and bring in unconditional respect for human rights. We find ourselves in an international scenario marked by challenges and threats to peace, security, economic development, and social development. As regards the first session of the GGE on laws, this is a matter that must be delved into in great depth, in step with international law, IHL, and international human rights standards. My delegation participated actively in the first session of the GGE on laws, and we support the recommendations in the report. We hope that there is continued focus on this topic in 2018. In the GGE, the open-ended GGE, with a goal of finding common ground that allow for negotiations on a legally binding document. My delegation supports the ongoing work of Ambassador Amandi Siquil as the chair of the GGE on laws and with the pursuit of the goals of the convention, bearing in mind the need to provide continuity and the need to complete the work initiated in 2017 during the first session of the GGE on laws. We condemn the use of anti-personnel mines in conflict situations aimed at mutilating, killing, and terrorizing innocent civilians. This goes against IHL. Sir, the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela underscores its unbreakable commitment to prohibiting any activity that could undermine the spirit and purpose of the convention. For this reason, for our country, the universalization of the convention is of the highest importance. We believe that through universalization and the strengthening of the convention, we can significantly contribute to progress in disarmament. This would come through universal, multilateral, and non-discriminatory and transparent negotiations. This helps us to achieve our goal of complete and general disarmament under strict and effective international oversight to the benefit of peace, security, and future generations. We are pleased at the accession of Afghanistan and Lebanon to members of the NAM, and we encourage all states to do their part in the conventions and protocols. We wish to underscore our appreciation to the ISU, and we support our support to the establishment and functioning of that unit. We recognize the intense work that they do when it comes to facilitating and supporting the organization in these matters and the greater participation of states in the different meetings held under the convention framework. As regards financial matters on the convention and protocols, we take note of the document presented by you on financial matters included in document CCW/MSP/2017/2. However, my delegation does have considerations that we will address subsequently when we get to the right point of the agenda. We would like to confirm our respect for the convention and underscore our firm commitment to making the world more peaceful and safe. Sir, you can count on the support and active participation of my delegation so that we can conclude a successful meeting.